Hi, it's Adam Smith from Lexington, checking in from the LEAD International Study Travel Seminar, where we just visited a ranch and finished up learning about the rotational grazing system that they implement with these Holsteins you see behind me. We're getting ready to get back on the bus and head to Montevideo. I thought it'd be a good chance to get to know LEAD 36 a little bit better. So let's go ask them some questions. Come on. All right, so here we are with Ellen Schmidt. And Ellen, what was your favorite part today in Uruguay?
Probably the farm visit that we just had and stuff, where they went to their house, they explained their operation stuff, and we came out and looked at their fields, and soybeans, and got to see some of the Holsteins.
The Holsteins. All right, here's my question for you. I want to know, how many miles have you walked while Dave Rowe and Justin Tromke tried to find a rooftop restaurant?
It was like 2 hours, so however far that is.
I think the correct answer is we probably could have walked to this location across Panama and walked the same number of steps. All right, now we're with Jennifer Arp from Kennard, Nebraska. Okay, here's my question for you. What is your favorite Juan Pablo moment?
There's been a few Juan Pablos, but
you gotta pick just one.
Lloyd.
Explain.
The gentleman that did the talking to us was German as well as Brazilian and had an amazing accent, so I could have listened to him all day.
All right, I've tracked down Nate Bell from Broken Bow. Nate, here's my question for you.
All right.
What is your favorite Kyle Shepherd reflection or quote?
I saw a quail today.
That is what he remembered most about Chile.
Correct.
They have quail.
They have quail.
That's our report.
Thanks.
All right, here we are with Kimberly Wilkins from Gibbon. You enjoying the ISDS?
Yes.
Learning tons?
Learning a lot.
Going to bring it all home, tell everybody about
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
All right, here's my question for you.
Okay.
How many LEAD fellows fit inside a Chilean Uber?
Five. Four? 12?
Correct answer, as many as the driver will allow. All right, we got Andy Langemeyer now from Fremont. Andy, what's been your favorite stop so far on the ISDS?
On the ISDS, I've really enjoyed visiting the farms and seeing the different producers and how they conduct their business.
So here's my question for you. How many LEAD fellows can you fit inside an Argentine elevator?
I wouldn't recommend more than three.
Is that with or without luggage?
Without luggage.
Either way. All right, Kyle Shepherd from North Platte with us right now. Kyle, here's my LEAD question for you. I want to know, how many items on the warning list, the banned list, have you consumed? Like lettuce, ice, fruit, or tap water?
All four. No problems here, though.
You live dangerously, my friend. All right, all the way to the back of the bus. That's where we usually find Ryan Steen from Kearney. Here's my question for you. How many kilos of Argentine or Uruguay beef is it possible to consume in a single setting?
For the average person, probably half a kilo. For someone like myself, at least two.
Yeah, I think the general population of cattle has decreased significantly since we got here.
We're on the hunt.
Well, thanks so much. That's a little bit more about LEAD 36. We'll have more reports coming up soon from the International Study Travel Seminar for the Nebraska LEAD program. I'm Adam Smith.